Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. If you would like to call in with your questions or comments, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. I'm excited about the show tonight. I'm always excited about all my shows, but tonight's show has got me overjoyed. I'm not going to go into a long introduction of the show because I believe once I bring my guests on, everything will be self-explanatory, so you'll see why I was overjoyed, because I believe that this show is going to truly be an inspiring show. I'm going to go ahead and get started in a few minutes and bring my guest on, Ms. Shonda Smith. But before I bring her on, let me let you know a little bit about Shonda. Shonda Smith has spent years educating, inspiring, and motivating our youth to reach their best potential. After starting her career more than 18 years ago in the public school system of the Carolinas, and as a licensed hairstylist, she is now seen as the transformation queen to young girls as she teaches self-love, courage, and confidence. With her background as an elementary school teacher, Shonda honed her skills to motivate girls who are struggling with low self-esteem, strained relationships, and even those who are coping with the effects of abuse. As the founder and CEO of the Queen in Me, LLC, Shonda Smith has a real passion for transparency that allows her to share her personal survivor story, all those S's together kind of got me tongue-tied, with others in a way that provides encouragement and sets the stage for transformation. With her ultimate workshop series, Loving the Queen in Me, and through coaching and speaking, Shonda is transforming the lives of girls and empowering them with the tools to love themselves, protect their bodies, and reign, R-E-I-G-N, in their lives. Shonda Smith is proud to have been crowned Miss Mompreneur 2018 with the Mr. and Mrs. Corporate America Competition Organization. MCA's mission is to annually highlight the individual achievements and success of professional women leaders who are innovators and influencers in their perspective fields of business. Shonda Smith encourages professional women, working moms across America to shine beyond their outer beauty and live a purpose-driven life. She will use this platform to spotlight her passion for empowering young girls and spread awareness and protocol for body protection as an advocate for the prevention of child sexual abuse. Shonda Smith is a graduate of Coastal Carolina University, majoring in elementary education. Prior to college, she taught pre-K and kindergarten as the assistant teacher. During her undergraduate term, she was a middle school substitute teacher for 4 years. She also graduated Strand College of Hair and Design as a licensed cosmetologist. She later became a salon owner and a licensed cosmetology instructor. After working as a fourth-grade teacher and an English language learners teacher for 10 years, she began to merge her passion for working with our youth and her gift of beauty by transitioning into the world of entrepreneurship. She is now the owner of the Queen in Me Salon and the founder and CEO of the Queen in Me Girls Empowerment Organization. She is a certified girls empowerment coach through Intercontinental Coaching Institute. Okay, I'm going to skip down. She has a lot of stuff that she does, so I'm going to skip down. And in addition to everything that she does, she is a mentor, and she also has a mission. And her mission is to teach girls about their true beauty on the inside and out. I'm going to go ahead and bring the guest on so we can get started. Hey, Shonda.
Hello,
hello,
Michelle.
Shonda.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yes,
are you
able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was going through your whole bio, and I was like trying to skip and grab the most important parts, but all of it is important. You have so much that you do.
Thank you.
And so much that you have accomplished. I'm excited about the show tonight because after hearing your story, and I've known you from, like, years ago. I think when I first met you, you were a teenager. And I hadn't seen you in years. And then we kind of hooked up on, you know, connected on social media. And then because I watched one of your videos, your live videos that you did on Facebook, and it just really reached out to me because I can relate to it in a few different ways. And just to see the transformation that you've made, it's just – I think that's why I'm just overjoyed to have you on the show tonight. Before you know it, the hour will go by fast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump right into it. I think that the best place to start is, of course, at the beginning. You've overcome a lot of obstacles in your life. And I would like to start by, can you share with the listeners just a little bit about some of those obstacles, because I believe that that'll give, like, it'll lay a great foundation for everything that has led up to everything you're doing now.
Okay. Well, I'll start by just saying hello to everybody that's listening. I'm excited to be on the call tonight as well. I'm always open and willing to just share my story in hopes that I'll inspire at least one person. And so that's what I aim to do tonight. And you hit the nail on the head earlier when you talked about transformation, so that's definitely what my life has turned into. I really didn't have the traditional upbringing. And so just like you said, starting from the beginning as a young girl, I was not raised up with both my parents in the home, you know, with that sense of security growing up. And so it kind of started from there at an early age, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, just what happens in the heart and mind of a child when they grow up without that security of both parents. So that was something that I experienced and I had to overcome, of course. And then also just growing up through childhood, I experienced a lot. Different types of abuse early on, elementary years, and just going through the whole transition through schools, moving to different locations, not making very many friends, being the odd child in the classroom at times, transitioning through middle school was tough, moving back to another state, back to South Carolina from North Carolina. So moving around a bit, experiencing that period of instability for a while, that definitely was something to overcome too as a child. So then, of course, moving on up through high school and teen pregnancy was something that I had to overcome. Being a young mother, not really having all the tools to do that, but just giving it my best shot. Which is a lot of the reasons why I do what I do now, stem from a lot of the things that I went through, a lot of my own pain points.
Okay, well, going from that, Shonda, I heard you talk about all the transitions and being put in different situations and going from one state to another. A lot of our young teens today go through those things. And I believe that everything that we go through, I used to have this woe is me thing going on, where every time I would go through something, it's like, oh, my gosh, woe is me. You know, I had that little pity thing going on. And then I finally realized that everything I go through, I turned it around. It's not about me. It never had been about me, and it never will be about me. It's to help someone else. Can you see how everything that you went through really prepared you for where you are now?
Absolutely. So there really is a whole lot of truth to that statement that God turns things around for your good, what the enemy meant for your harm. So, and I can definitely relate to the period where you said, of self-pity and woe is me. And I'll tell you, self-pity is a trap of the enemy. And anytime you find yourself dangling on the edge, the best advice I would give anybody is to just get far away, far away. I went through that period of time, and actually it wasn't too long ago, about 5 years ago, where I reached a point in my life that was a plateau. I was at the top of my career as an educator. I had a family. I had little ones. I was married. I was a homeowner. I was a business owner. You know, I had a lot of accomplishments, but everything from childhood sort of caught up to me unexpectedly at a time where I was making a transition. But I didn't know how to cope with some of the feelings that I was feeling as an adult as a result of some of the things I experienced as a child. I didn't know how to cope all of a sudden with things that I had suppressed for years just so that I could be, quote, unquote, normal. So the way I dealt with that at that time was through loathing and self-pity. I allowed myself for a period of a few months to go through just sulking and taking it all in. You know, don't get me wrong, it is good, you know, to face some of the things you've gone through, but there's a line that you cross when I found myself doing it every day for hours, you know, going somewhere, parking in a parking lot alone and just allowing myself to rehash things that I've gone through from childhood on up to adulthood. Every single thing that someone had done that disappointed me, or every single thing that someone had done that hurt me, you know, just letting it all dump on my shoulders at once in a parking lot with tears falling down my face and just saying, oh, why me, poor me, you know, I've never done anything to hurt anybody. And the enemy will allow you to just pour all those things on at one time and feel like you don't have anybody to talk to about it. And it can be overwhelming. And after I did that for a period of days, which turned into weeks, which turned into months, I found myself at the lowest point of my life. And it's really hard to crawl out of that place, but I just thank God, because it was nothing but Him that brought me from that place, especially to where I am now. But self-pity is a trap. We all go through things in life that are tough, that are hard, something similar to someone else. So never feel like you're experiencing it alone. But I will tell you for a fact that God turns everything around, and those things that were meant to break you can certainly be used for your good, which is exactly what I do now with my passion.
That's perfect, the way you said that, because that's how I had to do it. And I related because I dealt with abuse at a young age. And I had, and it was almost like my whole life had been, you know, physical, emotional, sexual abuse, to the point that I and it kind of sounds kind of warped, but I saw, somehow I related that to love. Mm-hmm. And it sounds kind of warped because, but when it comes from a place where the people who are supposed to love you are the ones who are doing it, that's what I related to love. And for years, I didn't recognize what love was, because I was so used to love being pain for me. That's what love was for me. It was pain. It was disappointment. And that's why I was in the relationships that I was in that was, you know, that were not right for me, that I had to deal with, you know, different emotional abuse, because that's what I recognized. I recognized the pain. I was comfortable with the pain. I had gotten to the point where I was comfortable with it. And when you say that, you know, self-pity is a pit. And when you get in it, you have to fight with everything you got to get out of it.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
Because I was there. I was there for, you know, I turned to, you know, before I even got to the realization of what it was and all that, I was doing any and everything. But it was only God who opened my eyes, and I had to let Him come in and do the work. And facing it isn't easy. But, you know, it's you can't move past it until you do. You can't heal until you do. Now, going from that, because I've just got a list of stuff that I want to talk to you about, because you've got so much stuff that you do, and I know that, you know, you were saying you used to be, you had your business and you were teaching, Can you tell us how you've transformed from those things? Because I know you, you know, I'll let you tell the story about having to walk, you know, walk away from teaching in the salon. Can you tell the listeners about that?
Okay. So, yes, I have quite a few things that I did in my past profession. As you mentioned, I was an elementary educator, licensed for 10 years, fourth grade teacher, and then also licensed hairstylist. And so all I knew, I learned this early on from my grandmother, is just use the tools God has given you. So that's how I started off my life as a young adult, using my gift of hair. It was something that came natural for me, as well as my mom, my aunt, you know, a few other people in my family. So I used it, and I was able to make money. Went to school, got licensed, made more money. And that was what I knew. For 17 years, that's what I did, what I had done. My passion, though, however, was related to working with children. And I developed that passion early on back in elementary school myself, because elementary school was my safe haven. That was the period of time where I struggled the most with physical, emotional, sexual abuse, neglect and abandonment, all of it. And school was the place that I felt safe. It was the place I felt smart. It was the place I felt, you know, some type of love with no strings attached from my teacher. And it was a place that I thrived. And because of the way my teacher made me feel, it made me want to be a teacher. And I knew that ever since I was 7 years old. And so I'm thankful that God allowed me to follow that passion, pursue it, and actually have a career with it. But to my surprise, that was not where things were going to stop for me. For me, I just knew that I was going to retire as a teacher one day after a 30-plus year in that industry. I was prepared for it. I was happy for it. You know, I expected nothing else. But it's funny how sometimes at some point in life, your passion, your gifts, as long as you're using them, because you have to be using them, it's a commandment. But at some point, as long as you're using your gifts and you're following your passion in life, it starts to line up somewhere between your own passion and God's purpose for you. So when that lines up, I feel like you're really on your way for greatness, however you would define that. And for me, it happened over a period of about a couple years. So as I mentioned, when I went through that plateau and things just didn't feel right, and I went through a few months of depression and not being able to sleep and just really mental warfare. I didn't understand it at that time, but God was speaking to me. And during that time, I had a series of dreams of me standing in front of crowds on stages, speaking to women and speaking to girls and teaching them how to cultivate self-love and how to build their confidence, and not only young girls, but pouring into the moms, which was something I needed as a young mom, teaching them how to strengthen their relational bond between the mothers and daughters, which is something that's really powerful, and just really inspiring and encouraging, equipping them with things outside of just reading, writing, math that you would get in school. That there were so many other values that were just as important, if not more important. And I started having those series of dreams, and I just didn't understand it at first, but I started journaling, so I would definitely suggest that. I started writing. Journaling can be in different ways. For me, journaling was not with a pencil and paper. It was with my cell phone on the notebook section on my nightstand in the middle of the night, because I knew I was going to wake up with something. And if I didn't type it right then, by the time I fell asleep again and woke up the morning, I wouldn't remember what it was. So that was my modern-day journaling. So I began to just journal and, you know, get it down. And I went through that for a few months, just these different dreams. And I know now that God was speaking to me. And as I continued to do hair and teach, I had always done that my entire life. I finally got to the point where I was willing to take a risk, to take a leap of faith, and just trust God with what he was showing me and step out and do it. And it was the scariest thing I had ever done in my adult life because I walked away from 10 years of teaching, which I had already earned tenure status in year number 4. And a lot of people know what that means. As an educator, once you reach tenure status, you're pretty much set. You have a secure job position until the day you retire. And I walked away from that. I walked away from benefits and insurance and, you know, all that stuff, sick pay, which is something as an entrepreneur you don't really get. And so it was a tough transition in the beginning because I definitely had to strengthen my faith. And the only way I could do that was to tap into a higher level of intimacy with my relationship with God, which I had always known God, but I didn't have that level of intimacy yet. But I definitely needed it in order to do that. And I won't say that it was easy from there, because even after I took that leap of faith, I went through the next few months, there's no blueprint. A lot of times when God puts something in your heart to do and it's a passion and you just can't shake it, it doesn't come with a blueprint. It just comes with a feeling that you know you have to do this. And it comes with this vision of you doing it. But then the path for how to get it done, you know, that part you have to walk it out. So it was tough, but that's what led me here, just following that feeling that was inside of me. Keeping my eyes focused on that vision, keeping my faith in God no matter what, because I have gone through over the last 3 years since I started this, I've gone through some things that could definitely shake my faith and cause me to say, oh, no, I'm going back to work on a regular full-time job. I'm not doing this anymore. You know, why should I? You know, I went through my period of questioning God. But even through all of that, I had to just remember that it's bigger than me, the purpose that he's put inside of me, and it's bigger than anything I may go through and continue to press forward.
Yes, and see, and that's the thing. I think a lot of times, because when we know that we're being pulled by God in certain areas, it's that leap of faith that keeps us so stuck sometimes, because we're leaping from what we're comfortable with, what we know, to the unknown, and
Absolutely.
That's so scary. We're leaping into what's unknown, and these last couple of years have been a lot of transitions for me, and I know about that leap of faith, and I've learned just to say, you know what, God, I just trust you. I just trust you. This is what you're leading me to do. I trust you. But a lot of times people get so afraid of that initial leap that you know, because they don't want to leave what they're familiar with. I know this over here, right here. I don't know what I'm leaping into over there. So sometimes that keeps people stuck. That keeps people stuck. But you use that to, after you took that leap of faith, like you said, you ran into some, you know, some different situations that shook your faith, but you knew that this is what God is having me to do. And is that sense of knowing, okay, this is my purpose, is that what keeps driving you?
Right.
That's what keeps driving you and keeps pushing you. That keeps pushing you to where you got to, where you need to be. Now, moving from that, you've taken this leap of faith, you've gone through this, you've taken that leap of faith, you've left teaching, and now you're on this new divine journey.
Right.
Starting from there, and then we're going to get into, I want you to tell everybody what Miss Mompreneur is. But starting from there, how did the Queen in Me Girls Empowerment Organization start? Was that
it
before
you
took this leap? Started when?
You said, was it before, what was that?
Was it before you took that leap of faith, or has all of this fallen into place afterwards?
Oh, no, that was all. The Queen in Me started from dreams. Those series of dreams, the months of dreams that I told you I kept journaling, even the name of it, came in the dream. the topics that I would focus on, the different parts and aspects of what I would do with young girls, that all came from dreams and just following that feeling that was in my heart. So I had to take the fear of speaking in front of people that I didn't know. I had to take the fear of, oh, God, I don't know what this is going to be like. How am I going to pay my bills? You know, I had to take all of that fear and my past, the pain, the disappointment, the lack, the abuse, all of that, wrap it all together and use it as fuel to just continue on. And so that's how the Queen in Me came about. And I began to shift my focus away from, well, not just outer beauty, because as people would look at me growing up, I would hear the compliments all the time. Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, she's so beautiful. So beautiful. But I never felt that way on the inside. And that is really what matters, how you feel on the inside and what you see when you look through the mirror. So I began to shift my focus away from so much of the outer beauty with the hair and the makeup and all of that, to the inner beauty, especially when I worked with young girls. That was something that I wasn't able to teach them every day in the public school system. For me, my favorite part of the year came the last month of school after the end of the grade testing, when I had that freedom and that flexibility to teach the things I wanted to teach that were not curriculum-based. That's when I would teach inner beauty and empowerment and confidence building and all those things. And so that's what the Queen in Me is. That's what I focus on. I use my past profession as a teacher. I use my skills in the beauty industry to wrap it together to focus on beauty on the inside and on the outside in ways that empower and uplift young girls.
And you know what? The reason I think that is so I think that's so powerful and it's so important, especially in the society that we live in now. The society tells our young girls how to look, what size they should be, what they should wear, and even in some cases they tell them what they should think, that they should think a certain, you know, think a certain way, and there's so much pressure on them with the videos and the different things that they see, and you don't know what their background is. You don't know what they're struggling with at home. So to see, you know, certain things on TV and stuff, and it may lure them in the wrong direction. That's why I believe that what you're doing and what God has given you to do is so powerful, because they, you know, they often see the outside and the glam of what they see on TV and what the magazines show and what society promotes, and they feel like if they don't look like that, then something's wrong with them.
Right. I'm sorry. That's a lot of what we work on. It's just that positive image building, positive self-thought, self-love cultivating, and just really understanding your true beauty is not the outer surface. It's everything within. It's your gifts and your talents. It's your character. All of that, building those tools up on the inside so that they have the confidence to transition through life, to transition through middle school and teenhood, to transition beyond high school and on their way to becoming the queen that's already within them. That's what it's all about. So one of the things that I do is encourage moms and women, caregivers, those that work with children as well, that is so important for us to sow the seeds of faith early on, because as we know as believers, faith without action is nothing. So sometimes that means plugging your daughter into an empowerment workshop. Sometimes that means invest a few dollars into her well-being and her mental stability, because the things that we sow early on before they hit middle school, before they hit teenhood and start having some of the problems, that's what I believe is what God has called me to do, to focus on that time frame before they make that transition so that they can make that transition better. A lot of times I'll get calls and emails from moms who really want some special solution as to how to help their teenage daughter who's a little bit off track now. And while I'll do everything I can't stress enough the importance of doing it before they reach teenhood, before they start acting out and showing some of those problems that happen in teenhood. And it's almost like I have to get, you know, people to see that the importance is early on.
Absolutely.
That's just the main thing that I want to leave moms and anybody who works with children with, is that it does take a village. You don't have to struggle alone in this. I actually have 5 children. 3 of them are little queens in their own right growing up. And my oldest daughter, she'll be 17 this year. I was a young mother when I had her, 21 when I gave birth to her. And so I didn't have a lot of the tools that I have now. And even my son, I have a son that will actually be 20 later on this year. And a lot of people, they don't believe me when I tell them that. But
no.
I was a young mother, a young mother.
Yeah.
And I thank God. So there's almost an 11-year gap before I began to have children again. And I definitely had to go through my own transformation, my own healing process, overcoming some things, my own forgiveness, and tapping into my true beauty first, understanding the purpose God has for me before I could begin to cultivate that in my younger children that I have now. So I do, while I do still work on my relationship with my oldest daughter, I know firsthand what it's like to wait until they're teens and then the relationship is a pain point. I know what that's like. And from a place of compassion, that's the service that I offer moms, is to start building and deepening and strengthening that bond between you and your daughter early on so that nothing can break it, not even the woes of teenhood. That's I'm really passionate about that. Just equipping our girls with self-love, understanding that while it's their parents' responsibility to protect their bodies, that they can help. And we can teach them as women and as mothers in a way that's fun and engaging and age-appropriate. We can teach them little ways of knowing how to protect their bodies and how to nurture their bodies, starting that secret self-care early on so that that's something that's instilled in them and they grow up with it. They know that this is the way I take care of my body, my temple, and nobody else should treat me any differently. And knowing how to protect their bodies and understanding what to do if someone goes against their boundaries. And so many other things, just identifying their gifts and talents at an early age. I learned later in life that that's a commandment to use our gifts and talents. And a lot of people don't know that.
We
are believers and we don't know that we are commanded to use our gifts and talents. And even the fact that some people don't think they have one, it's baffling to me. But that's where I come in with the educating on that part. Everybody has a gift, a special gift from God. Everybody. And it's our job, it's our responsibility as parents and women who work with young girls to help them identify that early on so that we can help them develop that talent early on so that when they reach our age, they're a step closer to walking into their purpose.
I love it. And I think that I know that you focus on a certain age group, but I believe that, you know, even what you're saying, a lot of adult women, you know, can use what you're saying, because it took me years to begin to love me. And it took, you know, but had I had that when I was younger, like you said, you're right. Had I had that when I was younger and it was instilled in me when I was younger, the way, you know, when I was growing up, it was, we didn't talk about certain things. And if certain things happened, you kept it quiet. Or what happens in the house, or what happens, you know, in the neighborhood or whatever, you know, we keep it quiet. And that's the way, you know, that's the way it was when I was growing up. And, you know, it's not a good thing. because you should be able to talk about things, you know, like you said, the way you do it in a fun way, because they do need to know about those things, especially the way things are now with all the sex trafficking, with all the, you know, all this other mm-hmm. stuff going on. They need to know. They need to know. We can't shelter them and try to cover up everything, because then they're left naive, and they don't know right. the things that they should know. And I think that, you know, for what you're saying, to instill it when they're young, it makes a big difference. So then when they get older and they get faced with those peer pressure moments, then they're like, okay, you know what, they're okay with standing alone sometimes if they have to, because they're confident enough in who they are.
Right.
And even for some women, like I said, it took me years to realize and to begin to love who I was. And it was more important for me to love the inner me than it was the outer me. Because once I learned to love and love the inner me, I feel good about the outer me. You know what I mean? So all of that, I think it's just wonderful, especially, you know, I can't stress it enough how important it is to start early. And there was something else that you said that I think was really important when you said you had to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiving other people is hard, but one of the hardest things I had to do was forgive myself. That, to me, was harder than forgiving other people. For me, it was harder. It until, you know, God had to send through, he spoke through someone else to speak to me and said, I've forgiven you. Now I need you to forgive yourself. And I battled with that thing for a very long time. Just forgiving myself, I didn't think I was worthy of God's blessings. And that, I think, is really, it's just, I think a lot of people struggle with that, with forgiving themselves. I think they think that once they forgive the other person, then that's it. But you have to forgive yourself.
Absolutely.
For whatever, the case may be, or whatever it was that you have to learn to forgive yourself. And for me, that was one of the hardest things. Going from the Queen and Me, Girls Empowerment Organization, I want to talk about what you've got upcoming. Can you tell the listeners about the Mom and Me Vision Building online course? Because it's coming. It's starting soon. Can you tell the listeners what that's all about?
And I will. And I'm going to backtrack 1 minute because I heard you say something about being less naive. And I can definitely relate to that, being less naive. And, you know, growing up as a young woman, I felt like I was a good person. I was doing the right things. But at some point, I began to realize that that wasn't good enough. That wasn't enough, that there was more for me. I had a purpose that was more than just being a good person and doing what I felt like was right. So I had to go through the healing and the transformation that I mentioned earlier. And so everything that I do now, every workshop, every course, every program stems from exactly what I needed as a young girl growing up that I didn't have, but it also stems from what I needed as a young mother, as a young woman that I didn't have. So like you mentioned earlier, you said you felt like a lot of what the things that I teach could benefit young girls, but could also benefit maybe teens or women. And so I know that for me, as I walked through the process of pouring into these young girls, another little part of me was healed every single time I did it. Every single time I opened my mouth, that little girl inside of me was healed. And she's still healing because I'm still learning and I'm still serving even through my pain. And so I feel like I just wanted to touch on that. And then that leads to the courses and the workshops. So everything that I do is for healing that little girl inside of me and pouring out into young girls that I work with and the moms. So last year I launched a series of girls empowerment workshops called Loving the Queen in Me. They turned out to be absolutely amazing and just impacted a lot of little girls here in my community and ended up with a lot of great compliments from the moms whose daughters attended. This year, my whole focus was to focus on impacting lives beyond my community. And so the way I'm able to do that is through technology. So I'm excited about the upcoming workshop. It's live and it's online. It's a 5-day course. And the very first topic, the very first course is on vision building, where we focus on knowing who you are and knowing who your identity is. You really can't understand your vision for the future if you don't understand who you are and who we are in Christ. So everything that I do is faith-based programs, just empowering little queens so they can continue to transition, helping them apply core values to their life, identifying their gifts and talents, understanding how to plan for their purpose-filled life, regardless of things that they may have gone through, but really seeing and making a vision for what they desire for their life. So in this first program, they will be creating a vision board, that signature for my program, and they'll take some time setting goals, planning action steps, understanding what it means to be held accountable and have an accountability partner, and then taking action, not waiting until they're done with college and they're an adult, but taking action now at age 7, 8, 9, 10, and understanding what they can do in their community, in their school, in their home, to use the gifts and talents that they've already been given and start working now towards that life that they desire. And just helping moms strengthen that relationship that they have between their daughter, empowering them so that they can raise powerful little queens, helping them grow confidence in their daughter, understanding ways that they can do it that are creative and loving so that they continue to strengthen that bond and build their daughter's self-esteem. So I'm really excited about that. That's coming up on June 18th, and it's for 5 days, so it ends on June 22nd. It's all on live, so all online, live, so anybody, anywhere can participate. I'm really excited about that, and you can get more information. I'm sure before we end today, I'll share ways that they can get more information on that. I also heard you mention Miss Mompreneur.
Yes, and then we're gonna jump into that. Can you tell the listeners what being Miss Mompreneur is? How did that come about, and what are some of your duties and goals as being Mompreneur?
Okay, so it came about, I was discovered just through using my gifts and talents, following my passion, serving people the way I would normally do. So last year, towards the end of last year, I say about October, November, I was approached by a beautiful woman, inside and out, who knew some of the things that I was doing in my community with young girls, with the workshops. She also knew that I was running a hair salon, and she actually visited me in the salon as a client a few times. And she said, wow, you have 5 children. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing great things. Have you ever thought about entering into a pageant? And I looked at her and I said, yeah, when I was 18, 19, 20. So a dream long gone. And she said, well, no. She said, I mean a pageant that would highlight you the way you are now. You know, the way you impact others in your community, the way you juggle responsibilities of being a mom with the demands of running a business, a platform that would highlight you and recognize you the way you are now, not the way you were when you were 18 or 20. And so I started listening. And then, long story, I went ahead and I applied, and I actually won. So there are women that are entering, applying from different states, and it's the Miss Corporate America pageant competition. And so it is a competition. We do compete, and there are 4 title holders every year, the Mrs. Corporate America, Ms. Corporate America, who's single, and then there's Mrs. Mompreneur. And then there's also a lifetime queen category for someone who formerly participated in the pageant but continues to impact in the community and continues to serve with the organization. So I won the mompreneur category, like I said, balancing business and raising children. And I'm in the category for entrepreneurship, but it can also be a woman who balances corporate business or I know lots of women that are doing great things in multi-level marketing, also nonprofit, different aspects of business, and being a mom while you're doing those great things. So this platform definitely goes beyond beauty. So it's not just looking at the outer appearance, which I think in America, I heard some great news just this week about some things that are changing with the Miss America pageant. So I think it's great that women in general are able to show that we're not just something pretty to look at, but that we have a whole lot more beyond that beauty. And so that's what that is. I'm super excited about my role. My platform is actually for the prevention of child sexual abuse. So those are the things that I look forward to plugging into this year during my reign and just continuing to inspire moms, women, and continuing to empower our little girls.
And now with being Miss Mompreneur, do you get to travel a lot?
Yes, travel is one of the things that I already enjoy. I'm looking forward to actually going out of the country during my reign. So I'm getting those passports and everything in line. But, yes, definitely traveling and just representing not only the organization, but representing moms everywhere who have rolled up their sleeves and are doing whatever they need to do in business. So I'm excited about that. And I'm also excited about putting on a pageant this year for Little Queens, where they're not really competing against each other, but they're competing against being the best version of themselves. So after learning some of the things that they'll learn in the workshops and in the coaching programs throughout the year, they'll have the opportunity to focus on that outer beauty at the end of the year in a pageant of their own. I'm excited about that as well.
Yes, that's a lot to be excited about. And you touched on a little bit of it, and which is why you're highlighted as being a mompreneur. How do you juggle it all? I mean, when I was reading your bio, and I don't know if that was just I was so excited to talk to you because I started stumbling over words. I was like, Lord, let me just go ahead and get it wrong because you do so much. I don't know if you could hear me, but I was stumbling. I was like, okay. And in my mind, I'm thinking, Shell, I know you can read. Now, why are you stumbling? But I think I was just so excited about talking to you because it's just amazing how you allow God to help you turn everything that you've been through into such positivity, and you're using it. And through serving your purpose, using your gifts and talents to serving your purpose, and I always say this because I love purpose, and one of my mottos is live on purpose, live with purpose, and always serve your purpose, because that's the only way God can get glory out of your life is if you're living the purpose that He has given you, your God-given purpose, and you're using the talents that He's given you to do it with, and He gets the glory that way. And I think I was just nervous about talking to you, but you do so much. How do you balance mom, wife, mompreneur, traveling, and doing it? How do you do it?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I speak over myself every morning when I wake up and I look in the mirror, and I have my own affirmation sticky notes that I stick on my mirror and speak to myself. And one that I love to say is, God, give me the strength that I need this day to do what I must do. Because I know the purpose that He's put in me. But every day, you know, there's different things that are coming at me, and I literally have to continue every day to renew my mind, because sometimes you can face something that literally will make you want to give up. I've been there. I've been there this year. But just still understanding that no matter what storm comes my way, I posted something a little while ago that said, the storms of life do not predict my forecast. I will continue to shine. I will continue to be great. It doesn't matter what people do to me to try to tear me down or, you know, things that disappoint you, that hurt you. People will see you shining, and somehow or another, they become intimidated by that. I don't understand why. And if they're not careful with feelings of resentment and jealousy and bitterness and anger and all those feelings, they can be used by the enemy to actually tear people down who are trying to fulfill their God-given purpose.
Yeah.
So what I do with that, I wake up every morning I speak affirmations over myself. God, give me the strength, and I can do this. I make sure that I'm praying and meditating because I need that balance to continue to be a wife, to continue to be a mother, continue to pour into other people. So just constantly asking God for strength. I'm a person. I'm a human being first. I have human emotions. I hurt like everybody else. But I get my strength from God. So that's my number one answer right there.
Yes, that's wonderful because, you know, and women in general wear so many different hats. We take on so much stuff, and oftentimes at the expense of our own self.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that God is there to strengthen us because otherwise we won't make it. We won't make it because it's just our nature that we want to take care and handle. We want to nurture everybody. We want to take care of this. We want to take care of that. And forgetting all the time that you can't pour from an empty cup.
Absolutely not.
So you have to make sure that you take that time. And I have this thing, called quiet time. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. Now, if it's an emergency with my son or something like that, that's different. But for the most part, I won't answer my phone. I won't return texts. I won't return messages. I don't check email. It's my do not disturb time. And I will not, and I set that time, and I take that time, and I just get quiet. Get quiet so I can clear my head full of all those things that's going on, all that craziness I have going on in my head throughout the day. And I clear my mind and I say, now, Lord, I need to hear you. Tell me what to do next. Even if he's just saying, okay, just lay here, daughter. Just rest for me. I have to have that time. And you start building. You can start with 5 minutes a day and then build up to whatever is can fit into your schedule. But I have that do not disturb time that I take, and I'm not answering your call at that moment. And that's it. And something that I've also learned, and I don't know if this is true for you, in order for you to keep everything going that you do, I've learned that no is a complete sentence.
Absolutely.
Without any explanation.
No explanation.
No is a complete sense. No is just the answer to your question. It's not being rude. It's not being nasty. It's just the answer to your question, no. And that has helped me a lot.
I had to practice that no. I've also had to practice essentialism. I actually read a book entitled Essentialism, just understanding that every good thing that, because not everything is a distraction, you know, some things are good that come your way, but every good thing that comes your way does not mean that that's what you need right now. And just discerning and being able to separate so that you can focus and do what you need to do for the moment. Sometimes good things come in the way to distract us and get us off course as well.
Yes, I love it. Oh, and see, this is what's saying, the time always goes by so fast. And for someone who, you know, you speak in pub, you're doing so well. I think I have fumbled over my words more than you have. And I've been doing this show for a year and a half now. And I think I've stumbled over my words more than you have. You're doing wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're doing so, and I, going from your video that you had that I watched, the more you do it, the more you will become comfortable with it, and the more comfortable, the more better you'll get, you know, the better you'll get at it, you know, it's just, you know, that's what God has called you to do, so you know you're going to completely get where you need to be with it, but you're doing well. Every answer has been perfect.
That's the thing I've learned about fear. The only way to get over it is to simply do exactly what you're fearful of and do it often.
Yes, and you know what? I told you, I don't know if I mentioned it in an email or a message that we were messaging back and forth, but you inspired me, and you mentioned something to me, and I think I told you that, I think I responded back, that was the next step I'm supposed to be doing, but my fear has been, you know, that's been a fear of mine to step out on that part, but I'm just going to have to just go ahead and do it because it's time. it's time to move
and
to the next level.
And also understanding that you don't have to be perfect. You know, once I accepted that God is my first mentor and I don't have to be perfect, people will see flaws and mistakes along the way. But as sure as they're checking out my flaws and mistakes, they're going to see me grow. They're going to see me progress. They're going to see me get better. They're going to see God working in me. So it's okay that it's not perfect in the beginning.
See, that just inspired me. Just inspired me even more to know that, okay, Shell, you have to do this. It's time to go to the next level. So, you know, don't be surprised. You'll be seeing me soon.
I'll be excited.
It's time I'm going to wrap up. But before I wrap up, there's two things. I want to give you some space at the end because I need you to tell everybody how they can follow you and more about what's upcoming, some other things that you may have upcoming. But before we go, I would like for you, if you could give any advice or if you could leave the listeners with something encouraging, what would you say?
I would say that God has already given you the tools deep down inside to do everything that he has purposed you to do. Sometimes we overlook those things, but if we constantly ask God, what is it that you have for me, and how will I do it? How will I accomplish it? What do you want me to use? He'll start to reveal those things. They're already deep inside of you. Overcome fears by putting your fear to action, doing exactly what it is that you're afraid of. Usually that's the thing that you're supposed to be doing anyway.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Now, can you tell the listeners what you got upcoming, how they can follow you, tell them more about how they can find out about Mom and Me, the Vision Building Online Course?
Okay, so right at Eventbrite, you'll be able to find daughterswithvision.eventbrite.com. That's the link to register and get lots of details about the upcoming program. It's a Mom and Me Vision Building course. And also, subscribing to my email newsletter, there's a free gift that I'm super excited about. And a lot of people kept saying, oh, don't give that away free. Don't give it away for free. It has so much value. But I'm so excited to be able to give it away to moms, daughters, and women who just need that extra encouragement, that extra inspiration. So I have something free to give away to anybody who subscribes to my newsletter. You can find me on social media at Queen Shonda Smith, and that's Facebook and Instagram. My website is www.shondasmith.com. You can email me at info@shondasmith.com. So those are some ways to get in touch with me. I'm excited about the upcoming Mom and Me Vision Building course, and it's entitled Daughters with Vision. So just understanding who you are in Christ, what gifts he's already given you, how to use them, how to put them in action now, and envision that future that you desire, and doing it with the mom present so that it strengthens that bond between the mother and the daughter. But it's also for grandmothers who may have close relationships with their granddaughters, or aunties who have a close relationship with their niece. Any woman who has a close relationship with a daughter who wants to take that time to put their faith to action and empower them now while they're young, girls between the ages of 7 and 12.
Wow. That's wonderful. That is so wonderful. And, you know, I've already emailed you about, and I did, you know, something that I want us to want to see about workshops. Yeah, so, and I also, and I know it's almost time to go, but I always extend my show just a few extra minutes just in case it gets so good. I do want, I noticed up here that you do a workshop about nurturing your temple, making healthy lifestyle choices. Can you briefly tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that stems from, there's two things that I was certified in before I started this, and one of them was the Girls Empowerment, Certified Girls Empowerment Coach, but then the other one was Wellness Coach. And so I love to inspire women and girls through healthy eating choices, nutrition, just anything that helps you nurture your temple. and just being the best version of yourself, feeling good from the inside out, it really pays attention to the things that you're putting into your body. So that's one of my workshops. And also, if you look online, ShondaSmith.com, you'll see several other speaking topics that I have, and that's just one of them.
I have something in front of me, if you don't mind me reading a couple of them.
Okay.
Of the workshops, do you mind?
No, I don't mind at all.
Okay. Some of the other topics that Shonda Smith does is she does from a tragic past to a triumphant future. She does remaining connected to your source, the creator, middle school without the blues, preparing for the big transition, of course, the mom and me seminars, workshops, and coaching, and then the nurturing your temple, making healthy lifestyle choices. And you can also find all the other different ones on her website. And I had that in front of me, so I wanted to make sure I read off a couple of them. See,
mm-hmm.
You do so much. Thank you so much, Shonda, for being on the show tonight. Thank you. It has been
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad that we connected.
I know. When I saw your video, I was like, oh. And then your sister messaged, she said, oh, that's my sister. So I said, make sure you tune in and listen tonight so I know she's listening. Because she said, I sure will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good that your workshop is going to be, you know, all over, because the show is international. It's heard all over. And there's listeners in China. There's listeners in Norway, South Africa, Canada, of course, which isn't like, you know, across the United States, but the Russian Federation and all over the United States, that I have listeners in all those areas. So it's great. You never know who's going to pop up on your to be in your workshop. Because I know they're listening.
Exciting.
So,
and that's my goal, is to reach beyond my community here in North Carolina and just inspire girls internationally. That's my ultimate goal.
And that's why I thank God. I always say it all the time, and my listeners have heard me say it before. Thank God for this platform, because I know that I may not get to travel to all those places, but He created this platform so that they can hear. So I thank God always for this platform that He created for me, that I can have people on and that I can have these motivational and encouraging and inspirational shows that will reach people, not just right here in South Carolina and North Carolina, that will reach people across the world. So I thank God for this platform. Thank you again, Shonda, for being on the show tonight. It has been a pleasure, and I've gotten that extra little kick that I need to do that very thing that I'm afraid of, to take this to the next level. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And thank you,
Michelle,
for just having a heart of compassion. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having a heart of compassion to help others, and thank you for your platform. You're such a sweet spirit.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm truly honored. I always tell people that people don't have to say yes, and when they do, you should at least be thankful. And you should say thank you, and I thank you. And I'm always humbled when people agree to be on the show, because I know they don't have to. They take out their time, so I really appreciate it. And I love the work that you're doing, because you're reaching so many people. And I know it's going to help this generation and even generations past, because it's helped me. So thank you, and continue to follow your God-given purpose. Continue to use those talents, and I'll be emailing you. And we'll talk about that in a little later. So check your email, because I'm going to be emailing you soon.
Okay.
So you
thank
can check
you
your
so
calendar.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all of the listeners for hanging in there.
Thank you, guys. Again, thank you all for joining in and being faithful, Be Inspired with Michelle G. listeners. Thank you again to my guest, Shonda Smith, Miss Mompreneur. Thank you so much for all that she does. I want you guys to go and look her up on social media. Check out these workshops. You moms out there that may have teenage daughters or daughters that are younger than that you just want to lay that foundation so she can be confident in who she is and be able to stand in her inner beauty as well as her outer beauty. And so contact her. Look her up. Go on and take this workshop. I believe it's going to be a benefit to a lot of people, to a lot of young women and their moms. So, guys, thank you again for listening to the Be Inspired with Michelle G show. Thank you to my guest, Shonda Smith. And as always, I'll be back next week Wednesday beginning at 6:30. I have a bunch of authors going to be on next week. I think I have about 6 guests that are going to be on next week, and they're going to be there, the writers, the co-writers, and the writers of Lessons from Grandmother's Lap. So that's a book that's come out, and it's a wonderful book. You guys need to get it, and I'm going to have some of the authors on next week. So join me next week at 6:30, beginning at 6:30. And as always, thank you, good night, and be blessed.
Thank you. Good night.